So yesterday we started talking about the halachas of borer. So someone remind us what were the basic principles that we discussed yesterday? Yeah. Very good. Right, there are three criteria you need to fulfill in order to be able to separate between different items. You need to separate the good from the bad, the ochel mitoch psolis. You need to do so without a specialized kli, called biyad. And you need to do it for immediate use. If you're missing one of those three criteria, then this turns from a permitted act into an act of chil shabbos. Very serious. So let's see, let's just look in the Shulchan Aruch Yerushin Yud Tes, Seif Aleph. Beginning of Siman Shin Yud Tes. Okay, so what we said so far is we related to two of the criteria. We said if a person separates ochel mitoch psolas, so separates the good from the bad. Or even if he had two types of food, and he separates one type from the other, and he does so binafa uvichvara. He does so with a specialized kli. He's not separating the psolis from the ochel here, but he is using a specialized kli. So then he is chayiv. That is malacha daraisa. Kanon uvitam chui, that's not such a specialized kli. So then it'll be an iser derabanan. Okay? Continue on. Okay, and if you did so, biyado, again, the case is where you're separating the ochel from the psolas, or where there is no ochel and psolas, just two types of ochel, you could still have an issue of borer, you just have to fulfill the other criteria in order for it to be mutter. So if you do so, biyado, it means without a kli, kidei lechol la'alter, for immediate use, then you have fulfilled all three criteria, and therefore it would be permitted. Okay, this is just the very basics as we discussed. And to clarify further, Beseder. Okay, so that's the basics. We'll get into the details one by one. Okay, so far so good? Yeah. Now, it should be noted, as we've discussed with other malachos, even before we really continue, that this malacha, like others, is a part of the production process, as opposed to a part of the eating process. Okay, this is meant to be derech malacha, as opposed to derech achila. If it's derech achila, that's not a malacha. Otherwise, you could ask the following question. Devastating question. We said that one of the criteria is you have to separate the ochel from the psolis, and not the other way around. Can I borrow this for a second?
Yeah.
Shkreich for bringing in this prop.
Sure. I knew you were going to need it.
So let's say you have an orange. So how are you going to go ahead and how are you going to eat this thing? Peel. It's surrounded by psolis. In order to eat it, you have to remove the psolis. Now you could become a chacham and say no, you can cut it in quarters and then take the fruit from the peel, and that's ochel mitoch psolas, so you can get around it. But that's not the point. You don't even have to do that. As Josh said, to go ahead and to peel the orange, that's derech achila. That's not part of a production process. That's derech achila. That's derech achila. To peel the banana is derech achila. Poskim right, even when it comes to something like a melon, you open up a pepper, and you have in the middle all these seeds. You can't really eat the melon without getting rid of the seeds. You got to leave all the seeds hanging. That's the normal derech achila. That's not a part of a production process. It's derech achila. That would be allowed, even though it looks like psolas mitoch ochel. Yeah.
What if there's in a food, most people, you would eat that part of a food, but you want to take it out, for example, in a cucumber in the middle, there's two different types of cucumbers, but the type of cucumber, the seeds are very, very small, the type you eat the whole thing, your average cucumber. Most people just eat the seeds, but for example, if you're Japanese and you're making sushi, they don't use the middle of the cucumber for the seeds, they just use the outside, so would you be able to cut off the outsides to not use the seeds?
You're asking if you can use the outsides and not the seeds.
Disposing of the, you're separating the.
Yeah.
You're separating parts.
Well, you're not allowed to make sushi on Shabbos anyway.
Or if you're cutting off vegetables, because you don't want to eat.
You're just cutting off vegetables, and you like only the outside. So what's your question? So fine, you're using the outside. That's easier. The problem, I only raise this if you're using the inside, not the outside. If you're using the outside, so you're cutting off the outside. So that's ochel mitoch psolas.
But like for example, when you cut a melon, you can. Scooping out the seeds, or let's say you cut the cucumber in half and you're scooping out the seeds.
Ah, so you want to scoop out.
Or you want to cut out, if you cut it in half, if you cut it into quarters, and then you just slice the part of the seeds off.
I don't know, that seems to me already more like psolas mitoch ochel, and that's a problem. To me it seems that way. That's not the way you eat it. Anyway, you're talking about it's done that way in order to make. That's actually part of the production. You're making a whole new food. Laniz daiti, I would be very hesitant about that. I wouldn't do it.
You know how to make sushi on Shabbos?
There is an issue with making sushi on Shabbos. We know that, and we'll talk about it. Oh, I was supposed to give you an answer something else from yesterday. The whole ice cube thing.
If there's no ice at all.
So yeah, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, you can look it up. It's Perek Yud Siv Dalid, and the footnotes there. He claims that to put in ice into the freezer right before Shabbos, even on Shabbos, he says B'shas Chak, there's room, but it should preferably be avoided. But if you put it in right before Shabbos, not Mukta, and you can use it on Shabbos. It's comparable to what we have in the Shulchan Aruch and Reishon and Beis Sifhei. Check it out there. Basically, the idea is that since before Shabbos, it's already in a condition which will just by staying in that condition, it'll lead it to become ice. So it's not considered to be a new item when it turns into ice. But then on the flip side, he also says that if you turn it back into water, so then it's also not nola because it was originally nola when Shabbos water when Shabbos started. So you get to be mekel on both ends, according to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So that's what he says, and the same thing goes. He says you can have your ice maker make ice on Shabbos, as long as you said before Shabbos, you can make the ice on Shabbos, and that ice is not muktzah. You can use it on Shabbos. Okay, back to Bor. Yeah.
If you like open your, it's kind of related. If you open your fridge on Shabbos and the light goes on,
yeah,
you close it, you know it's going to go off.
Right.
You have to leave it open and never close it.
What's that?
Close it.
Shouldn't close it. You cannot close it. What you can do is you can put something in the way so it doesn't close all the way, but you can close it almost all the way.
You're over and then
it will stay. The light will stay on, but it'll stay cool.
Okay.
So this way, your food doesn't have to spoil. But to go ahead and to close it, you know that's going to turn off the light. Mm. That would be a problem.
You want to leave it all the way.
Would you even be allowed to let go of the door?
Yeah. What's that?
Would you be allowed to let go of the door?
Right. What about just letting go? And then on its own it'll close. That's basically the idea. Yeah. What's that? Depends on the fridge. Not all fridges. I don't think my fridge would close either.
If your fridge
has an automatic close.
Yeah.
So would you say letting go? I don't know. What's that? I don't think you're mechuyif to stand there the whole Shabbos, but
to
let it go, and you know that letting it go closes it.
Because if you keep it open, you're overstarting the fridge.
Why? You're not overstarting the fridge.
Yeah.
Why, yes.
Because if you keep your fridge open for too long, then the motor starts up. Ooh, most refrigerators.
That happens, you're a few steps removed from that. To close the fridge, you're directly and immediately causing the light to go off. To leave it open, you're passively allowing air to go in, which then lowers the temperature, which then makes it You know, it's like several steps removed, which will eventually cause the motor to automatically go on. You shouldn't close it. You should not close it.
You put a bar in front of the door, and then had a heavy marble, heavy ball coming down like a chute to hit the ball, to hit the bar off. Then it'd be steps removed.
No.
From letting go of the door and then closing.
Again, the case here, anyway, you already opened the door. You're not opening the door and it was saying, oh, it's going to happen, but it's through Grum. You already opened the door. And it wasn't necessarily going to cause the motor to go on when you opened the door. Now the question is, do you have to close it in order to prevent the motor from going on sooner? That's completely different. It's completely different. Okay, we can't just use Grummas at our indiscriminately to do whatever we want on Shabbos.
Aren't you supposed to close the fridge before a time that the end was...
No. You don't have to. You can keep it open.
Theoretically, you can open your fridge and keep it open all Shabbos.
Who does that?
I'm asking a theoretical question. You don't have to...
There's also a difference between what you're talking about and what you're talking about. Which is, again, it's opening the door doesn't cause the motor to go on. Opening the door removes an impediment that gets in the way of the warm air, which then, on its own, goes into the fridge and causes the motor to go on. I'm not so worried. And economy, there are those who are machmir about opening fridges and Shabbos. We'll have to discuss this. There's not really time for this discussion. There are those who are machmir about opening fridges and Shabbos, and they only open it when the motor's already running. But the minhag ha'olam is not like that. The minhag ha'olam is to assume that you don't know for sure that it's going to go on. And even if it does go on, you're just removing an impediment, and it's more than just a grama. It's indirect. So that the main goal is to be make on this. Okay. Now, in order to have borer, back to borer, in order to have borer, the first thing you need to have is a tyrolis. You have to have a mixture of items in order to separate them. You can't separate items in a meaningful way if there's no mixture of items. So in terms of defining what counts as a tarovis, so let's look here in Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Avi, in honor of your refuah.
And the parashne mine acholim me'oravim bar echad me'echad maniach v'echol miyad.
Okay, let's say you had two types of food that were mixed up together. So you can separate them by hand, obviously, or without a specialized kli, in order to eat them right away. In this case, there's no ochel and psalis because they're both ochel. Continue on, read the Rama. Okay, so the Mechaber was Mechadish, that even though there's no Ochel and Psoles, it's all Ochel, you could still have Borer. But the Rama says, but at least it has to be two different meaning. It has to be two different items. If it's all one item, then there's no Borer. It has to be two different items. What's the definition of two different items? So he says here, let's say two different types of fish. I've got on a plate, I've got white fish, I've got, salmon. So that's two different types of fish. They're both fish, but they're two different types. So that counts as two different meaning. If you separate them, then you're already getting very much into the problems of borer. It would have to be done according to the rules of borer.
There's no borer is the same.
Continue on. Read on the Ramos reading. Go ahead. Okay. So let's say it's all one min, even if some of them are bigger and some of them are smaller. So that's called one min. Even if I'm going to separate out the big ones, the small ones, that's not called borer. Borer requires there to be two different substances which I'm separating. And not just that I'm splitting half and half. So even though there might be some differences, some are bigger and some are smaller. Nonetheless, if it's all one min, there's no tyrovis here, and borer is not even an issue. It doesn't even get off the ground. Continue on.
Lo mikri rav afilo hayu shneimim lower shneim biyachad grof mitocha tanos. Oh, the hefech shari hol leino bar min echad mitochad eru.
Okay. Beseder. So that's in terms of the beginning to define what counts as the tarovis, and we'll have to pick up here next time. Shabbos Torah Tovos.